Coach Brian Gentry in the post game. And, man, Coach, what a tough loss there. And really, when you boil it down to it at the end, it just really comes to the free throw line.
Again, you know, they shot, they made, what, twice as many as we took. So, I mean, their guards did a good job of getting downhill and getting early fouls on us. So we ended up shooting, you know, they shot a lot of free throws. Got to be smarter. I thought in the second quarter we were, you know, despite what we did at the end, which was, you know, claw back into it and take the lead going into halftime, I thought we just made too many fouls that were unreasonable. I thought there was way too many reaches. So, I mean, when you look at the free throws, and it is what it is. I mean, that's the game. They made a whole bunch, and we didn't shoot very many.
Hey, you're right there, and, you know, it was really the fouls that really kind of dictated the first half for you. You had Jackson Rumford with two fouls in that first quarter, and then, you know, Drayton Knoll did for Holcomb as well. But it was really who's going to step up, and it was Alex Taringa that really stepped up with 12 points in that first half and gave you guys that big lift and when you guys needed one.
Yeah, he found himself in some pretty good spots and did a great job knocking down threes early. And then I thought Sage gave us really good minutes that first half when Jackson went out with foul trouble. So, you know, it was much needed, you know, at that point in time for Alex to really step up and handle the scoring load. So, you know, it's just unfortunate, you know, that we again, for the second time, put him on the line so many times. And then, you know, we had a lot of opportunities. We just didn't get him to go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those things happen. But, you know, when you get your opportunities, you gotta really make the most of them, take none of them for granted. And we just came up a little short tonight.
And then it was the third quarter where you guys are kind of looking for some scoring there. And there was Avery Knoll, and he stepped up. He had his 12 points, a season high for him in the second half. That was really good to see him really get going there.
Yeah, he's a big kid, and we want him to really get downhill more so than settle mm-hmm. for shots, you know, because he's a big, strong kid, and he can do that. And, you know, I thought he really did a good job that second half, like you said. And a number of guys did, you know. But the third quarter was what, you know, I look at, because we held them pretty much scoreless for like 4.5 minutes, and we didn't do anything really with it. We were up by like five. Mm-hmm. And then come down and they hit a couple threes, and we were just a little bit soft in our coverage. But, you know, that was the time where we really needed to do something offensively and take advantage of them, you know, not scoring. We just came up a little short.
I mean, just a kind of a tough loss here, but you had to definitely think that your defense was pretty good. I mean, other than maybe the second and fourth quarters here.
Yeah, I mean, the defense is fine. We can't foul as much. Mm-hmm. And it's easier said than done, but when guys are driving downhill on you, most likely it's because you got up out of your stance and gave them that opportunity. So we just have to be better and staying down. And you know, contesting from the floor. We don't want to jump up in the air and contest shots, because they do a very good job of you know, that shot fake, and then they get into the body. So we have to do better. And it really, you know, they kind of mix and match their defense early, and it took us a little bit to kind of settle into it. So we need to get into our offensive flow. And in the first half, we really did not do that. And I don't know that we did a lot of it in the second half. But we, you know, they battled. They gave themselves opportunities despite, you know, not shooting the ball fantastically.
All right. Well, kind of a tough loss, but, you'll go next week here. Two big ones for you. You have three games left, and you get a big league matchup with Colby next Tuesday night on the road.
Yeah, you know, going there is no easy task. We got to be focused and ready. We've got to execute whether or not they play that, you know, man, or they're going to sit in that 1-3-1 zone. The first time we played them, we were really patient. We shot the ball pretty well early and forced them to get out of that 1-3-1. So we just got to do the same. You know, just whatever we see, we've got things for. Just got to do a good job of not forcing. I thought tonight we forced, you know, some things that we didn't really need to. And it's unfortunate that those possessions really add up at the end of the game. But Tuesday will be a tough game, and we need to get back on the right track as of, you know, going down the stretch.
But you had to like tonight. You did cut down on the turnovers quite a bit.
Yeah, the first half was rough. Mm-hmm. The first quarter mainly. Just not getting into our offense led us to, you know, kind of question our decision making. And we had some, you know, uncharacteristic turnovers. The second half, yeah, we did a much better job.
Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joined me here post-game. Beavers fall tonight here 47-44. Thanks again for the time, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.